reckon you'll get some good fishing in here?
Well, I'm sure going to try.
Okay, then. I'll come back about 4.
Sure. And thanks.
Good fishing.
Okay, thanks. Time? 12:00. 800 yards out, straight from the point here. It's clear. Oh, I hope I'm as fit as I used to be. Let me just check the details again. It should do it. Just wrap it in the waterproof bag. And I'll give Tehua an hour. Then I'll swim out. And I hope they meet me. Guess I'd better bait the line and try to do some catching in the meantime. Just in case anyone comes along and starts asking questions. You think there'd be an easier way of selling something?
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
The One That Got Away.
Oh, hello.
And as the sun sets in the west, we say farewell to this land of high mountains, golden beaches, palm trees, and hulas swaying in the Pacific breeze. But we shall return to this island of Hawaii.
Have a smoke.
What?
You heard me. May keep you quiet.
What's the matter? You're just not dramatic, Lee. Look out the window. What do you see?
Nothing.
Yeah, sure, but what would you see if you did see?
Work.
Oh, boy, one of these days. I'll have you know we have just flown over the island of Oahu. Well, not quite over it. We're due to circle and come back in at Honolulu.
I know.
Okay. Just whiling away the time is all. It's okay for you. You've been to Honolulu before. I've only been to Hawaii for 2 days.
That was a long time back.
No sightseeing?
I don't think we'll have time, Johnny.
Okay. So the 6th Fleet is carrying out operations off Hawaii Island itself, 100 miles up. Testing new ship-to-air and ship-to-ship missiles. Testing also a further development of the Poseidon submarine-to-air missile. So?
So, there's a strict curtain around all the operations and the tests.
And we're called in to sit around the islands, make sure no one leaks any information anyway?
You heard Ames.
All I heard him do was swear. I'll take him back a hula girl. That should keep him happy.
His wife?
You mean Ames is married? I don't believe it. Who'd marry him?
He's an okay guy.
Yeah, sure. I'm only kidding. I think.
This is second pilot Kerr speaking.
Kerr, you mean?
Fasten your seatbelts, please. We are due to land at Honolulu within minutes.
What about the no smoking?
We're not on a civilian flight, Johnny. We're expected to be responsible enough not to smoke while we land, okay?
There is a message for Mr. Masters and Mr. Bridges. You will be met at the military airport. Message ends. Thank you.
Boy, the way they employ Danes in the Army Air Force these days. What a Dane that one is. Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Bridges. The speaker was through to us.
Well, you know how it is, honey.
Do I? Prepare for landing, please. Honolulu is directly below us at this moment. Lincoln Field Air Base is on our right, where we'll be touching down on exact...
Mr. Masters?
Yeah?
Jimmy Davis, I'm here to meet you.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. This is Johnny Bridges.
Hi. Pleased to meet you. As we arranged with your Mr. Ames, you'll be staying in Honolulu. But tonight you will stay here, please, in my house.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. The naval exercise is getting off all right?
Oh, sure. I do not think we need anticipate any trouble.
Sure.
In fact, it puzzles me as to why you are here.
Well, we're not treading on your toes, Jimmy, but a lot is involved here. Johnny and I have come along just in case.
In case of?
Anything, Jimmy. Anything.
Come again. Gin and coconut juice. It's a very simple drink.
And now you mention it, I can taste the ingredients. Yeah, sure, I'll have another, thanks.
My pleasure.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, seems pretty competent, too.
Oh, we just sit here in Honolulu? Oh, for me, I don't mind.
I think we move about, Johnny.
Well, surely if anyone is, well, spying on the naval operations, they'll get their information back to Honolulu. It's the mainspring of the islands, after all.
Not necessarily.
So we just walk around with big ears, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, by me. Now, this is a vacation as far as I'm concerned.
The Russians have expressed extreme interest in the Poseidon, Johnny. The missile that, like the Polaris, which it supplants, is fired by a submarine from below the surface. Breaks the surface, and following a predetermined path, strikes home. 3,000-mile range is a good weapon. Commies have sea-to-air missiles, but nothing like the Poseidon. They could try and get the secret of the Poseidon, its firing value, its exact warhead, its direction and target finders.
Well, sure, I know this, but will they try here?
Here as anywhere else.
This one, Mr. Bridges, I have mixed to the brim of the glass.
With gin or coconut juice?
A little juice, the rest gin.
Yeah, my stars told me I was due to suffer this month. Your health.
Jimmy... Jimmy, give me the lowdown on how many agents you have here, how good they are, so on.
To work, eh, Mr. Masters?
That's what we're here for.
Police are ready.
Doc.
Good, keep her at this level, 50 feet below the surface. See that this level is not altered.
Doc, stay 50 feet below. I will come with you, Yanni.
Metsavisky is ready.
He is ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, flood the chamber.
The chamber is flooding.
Good. He knows what to do. To go to the surface and meet the someone who will have swum out from the shore. And we hope bring down some information with him.
He knows. The upper hatch, he opens it now.
Good. Now he leaves the chamber. Who knows, comrade? Our stay under the water may not be that long.
Depending on what he brings us.
We could stay here for the duration of the American exercises, if it is possible, you know.
It is possible also, Yanin, that we learn nothing of the missiles they are testing.
Certainly. But it would not go pleasantly with us. We have a job to do, and we shall do it. With some luck on our side, Who knows?
Who may come back any minute. You wonder what the heck's going on.
What the?
Yeah, there he is. I swim over to him. Slowly. I'm going to waste my strength. It's a long way back to the shore. Here. Here are the papers. Here. Hey. Into his hand. Great. And down he goes. Under the water. I must say, these guys take some beating for organizing things. I'd better strike back to the shore again.
This time of the night. Peace, brothers, peace. Oh, boy, am I going to hit that hay hard.
Absolutely absurd.
Sounds like Jimmy. Who the heck can I be fighting with?
Listen, I told you before. Woman, you got no sense.
You're having fun, Jimmy? Who's the dame?
This is none of your business, Mr. Bridges.
The law book says you can manhandle your wife to a limited degree if such form of coercion is necessary to bring her to her senses. In any other form, it's assault. Who's the dame?
Please, do not interfere.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm already in. Your wife, Jimmy?
A friend, but this has nothing to do with it.
No?
Or you, no.
Look, honey, I don't know what the heck you and Jimmy were arguing about, but you better shove. Unless you live here. What's your name, anyhow?
I was visiting. I'm called Ilana.
And you may as well beat it.
Thank you.
Know something, Jimmy? This is none of my business, I agree. But I don't like guys who punch dames. No matter the reason. Oh. Don't do it again, huh? At least not while Lee and I are here.
For this, the pleasure of what I do against you and your kind will be even greater, man.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometers from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Some things in life are obvious and easy. If you have a business providing a good service or selling a product, you need to let people know. But how do you do that? Easy. Just tell them here on SpringbokRadio.com. Internet radio is about talking to people in their own homes. Your message becomes part of the sound they've chosen to listen to. To find out more about advertising on SpringbokRadio.com, contact Dave Dupria on Johannesburg 011-678-5176 or for outside South Africa 27-11-678-5176 or email Dave at SpringbokRadio.com.
It's a pity in a way. Jim is our contact here. He is head of the police on this island, and we do have to liaise with him.
Okay, I said sorry.
I was just wondering how much damage you did is all.
To his kisser, or to our friendship?
Both.
The heck with it. What's on the agenda for today?
I guess we just cruise around.
Hoping to pick something up, huh?
More than that. I've arranged for a flight across to Hawaii Island. I want to take a look around there. Pay the man, let's shove.
Two coffees, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Pay the man, he says. Boy, the Danes on this island.
The car about 30 yards up?
Yeah, where we put it after leaving Jimmy's house. Right here.
You know how the system works, don't you? Ames told us that the naval exercises run for a week. There, way down off Hawaii Island itself. That the ships, 10 destroyers, 5 cruisers, and 3 Poseidon-carrying submarines, will stay off Hawaii for the duration of the exercises. Only in an emergency will one of the ships pull into Honolulu for something. Refueling, repairs, what you will.
And there's a strict no radio contact on, except between the ships and the submarines themselves.
Yeah, the Poseidon will be tested fully. Experts on the subs and the watching ships will check. Then the squadron returns to the States.
But it does refuel at Honolulu before hitting the States. In other words,
we were sent down on a hunch.
Yeah.
Just a feeling the boys had that there might be a leak. Ship to shore. About the Poseidon and its performance.
Hence our being here in Honolulu. A waste of time, I think. They check the personnel and all the subs.
Yeah, seem okay.
So if information is going to come out, from where?
Not sure. May not even happen. Sometimes you anticipate. You begin at the wrong end on purpose.
You mean we don't know that there will be leaks? We'll never know unless...
Unless, say, we catch that information being transmitted to another country.
The airfield here, Lincoln?
We got boys planted there. Any radio messages got out anywhere will be intercepted.
So any information out, if there is any, won't get out that way?
Yeah, let's go to Lincoln Field, get that military aircraft.
are the Russians in this? I mean, there could have been a leak to them stateside about the Poseidon.
Sure. We don't think there has been, though.
So it stands to reason they'll try and get it here.
That's why we were sent along.
It's like finding a needle in the proverbial haystack.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything?
And yet, it is obvious they are not transmitting information on the firing of the missile.
All right, switch off.
Yep.
I am becoming impatient, Yuri.
The information brought to us so far?
Of little importance. Merely the date, times of the next testing, which ships are involved, which submarines, and where exactly off Hawaii.
And it is dangerous to stay here so long.
Yes. All it needs is a low-flying American plane to see us under the water. There will be no attack, but the political repercussions. I hate to imagine them. Take the submarine to deeper water. We will lie 30 fathoms. Return closer at 1440 hours for contact with our contact.
View from here. Sea, beach, palms. It's funny to think we're playing war games. It spoils it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it was before, when you and that Dutch guy, Jerry Van, someone came out on a junket.
Yeah, sort of. Now, that was before I joined you and started work.
100 miles off this point, at Kalea, on this island, the Sixth Fleet. I wonder how the Poseidon's shaping.
Hey, I was looking for you. They told me at Lincoln Field that you'd come across here to Hawaii.
Something on the go, Jimmy?
Well, no, not really. There was little to do in Honolulu. I thought I would come down myself, have a look at the view.
Fly down?
Sure. Only I have to pay for my flight, or try and claim for it later.
You can get a lift back with us in our military aircraft if you want.
Oh, thanks. Well, have you had enough of the sea air?
Yeah, Jimmy, I guess so. Johnny, we may as well cruise back. You going to follow us, Jimmy, in your car?
Sure. Hey, how'd you like that? A guy down there on the beach, fishing. All on his own. Boy, what a life.
Yeah.
When I retire... Yeah, well, see you at Hilo Airport, Jimmy, if you last up following us.
Okay, good.
Jimmy said last night that he had a busy day today.
Yeah? So?
So he leaves his office, takes a plane, flies down to Hilo, checks there, and comes down to Kalea Point, where we are.
So, he's on our side, isn't he?
Hmm. I wonder, Johnny.
Two hours we've been waiting here, at this hotel.
And Jimmy doesn't turn up.
Oh, he tries office again?
Nope. He won't be there. This is a stall, Johnny. Why? He comes back here to Honolulu with us. Asks us to wait here. Says he may have some information for us.
And it's been 2 hours.
What's going on from Kalea Point? And what's going on back here? Johnny, get your glasses, the field glasses. Take a look down into the harbor. See if there's any activity there.
Okay. Yeah, quite a view from this room. It seems the same. No, it isn't the same. That looks like... could be one of our destroyers. It wasn't there this morning. The John T. Wilson.
One of the destroyers on the exercise off Hawaii.
I wonder why she's come in.
For repairs, I'd say. Willfully induced.
Sabotage?
I think Jim is in on this. He got us away from Kalea Point for a reason. He got us stuck here at our hotel for a reason. And that destroyer's coming to Honolulu for a reason.
I get it. Someone on board maybe has information to sell about the Poseidon?
I think so. Let's get down to the harbor, Johnny. Fast. No, Johnny. We do not get on board the John T. Wilson. We only gum up the works. We wait here and watch for Jimmy.
Are you sure he's in on it?
I'm sure.
Well, he ain't anywhere around. Of course, he could have made contact already. After the story has been in 3 hours. No sign of Jimmy or... Yeah, that dame's familiar, standing on the quayside near the gangplank. It could be Jimmy's doll, the one he slapped.
And what better way to transmit information? A sailor coming off to see his doll. Anyone coming down to her?
No, not yet.
Go and talk to her, Johnny. Find out what you can.
I am just waiting here, that is all.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ilano, I think you're deeper in than you think. What did Jimmy tell you to do?
He is not the only boyfriend I have. I have many. I am waiting for a sailor from that ship.
I know you are, but not to entertain him. You owe me something, doll. Give.
I do not know what...
If what we think is happening is happening, Jimmy will go in for 20 years, peddling official secrets to an enemy, Russia. Well, the Poseidon missile is being tested out there. Russia wants to know about it. That sailor will come down the gangplank any minute. We'll have information about it. You'll give that information to Jimmy. He'll give it to the Russians.
I cannot believe this.
It happens to be true. And like I said, you owe me something, doll. Talk.
Can we go somewhere where we will not be seen, please?
Not too fast, Johnny. Hawaii has speed traps, too.
And they're still ahead.
I don't want to see.
Hang on. Pulling over. We'll do the same. Going down to the beach. Jimmy, the doll, and another guy. It looks like the guy who was fishing here yesterday.
It figures. Let's go down and say hello. Okay, now, take that message out. Hand it over to the Russian frogman who comes up to meet you.
Masters, you are making a mistake.
With the information we found on you, you think so? Go on, you, whoever you are.
Will he come back?
If he doesn't, he'll drown out there, Johnny. He'll come back for his own sake.
Let him out of the chamber.
Now, Johnny.
All right, give me the message, quick. Let us hope it is important this time. Now, what have they got to see? In an hour's time, the U.S. 6th Fleet will be alerted that there is a Russian submarine off Hawaii. Hope you enjoyed the consequences. And we've rounded up your guys this end. Checkmate. And it is signed Masters. I think I have heard of him. So they foil us, hmm? Very clever. Igor, bring me a pencil and paper. Bring them to me. Hurry. After that full spill ahead, we leave Hawaii. But first...
As I was coming back, another frogman came up with this.
Thanks. All right. What's it say, Johnny?
Congratulations. Of course... We are able to elude your fleet, but I thank you for your warning. In case you wish to delay your destroyers a little longer, I give you four names of men who work for us. They are as follows. Jimmy, your name is on the list. One other I don't know, and two seamen. Observers on the John T. Wilson. Lee, it's all here. Then why don't we get the fleet to pick that sub up? Finish it.
It's not necessary, Johnny. One good turn deserves another. We've cracked the case anyway. But armed with this, from a Russian naval commander, it's now watertight.
It's not true.
What is true, Jimmy, is that you, the two seamen named, and the other guy... And that'll be you, I think.
Yeah, I'll talk. I'll tell you everything.
We'll not be seeing daylight or the sea for a long, long time. The dame will get a short sentence, of course. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Wyk.